Gurukul graduation class, 6 of April 2009.
Namaste Saraswati De Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is one of the first occasions in my life to support and appreciate the efforts of real education. Srila Prabhupada is very liberal and he is so much compassionate to the real want of divine education. He had already said to several of his devotees to incorporate this kind of materialistic education under what we call the nose of spiritual education. Srila Prabhupada has endorsed, as it is given in Ishopanishad, vidyam cha avidyam yastad vedo bhayam saha. Avidyam mrityam tvirtha vidyayam amritam ashnate. When one tries to learn the Supreme Absolute Truth, simultaneously knowing that the effects of material world, the nescience, which is generated by our material existence, is difficult to overcome. But the culture of knowledge, this culture of knowledge that we receive through Vedic system, is based upon the absolute truth. So, by cultivation of avidya only, avidya means knowledge regarding ignorance. It is completely a very contradictory term, because material world is created through the a very prominent mode of ignorance, where we are compelled to remain in ignorance. But Krishna is so kind that through the Vedic system he gave us the torchlight of the absolute truth. So the distinction between vidya and avidya has to be there. But how would you learn? It is said, one who learns simultaneously, side by side, vidya means the culture of absolute knowledge and avidya, then one will be able to make a choice. By the culture of knowledge, one is using his intelligence and make a choice where he would like to progress. But it should be given simultaneously. So simultaneously, BGIS is trying to give an exposure to the academics plus the spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is cultivated through the parampara system, and Srila Prabhupada has already established that aim through the Gurukuls. The purpose still remains the same, But when in a competitive world, the world of struggle and survival of the fittest, as they call in scientific world, where our children will have a chance to compete with them? What will be the instrument? So, individually some devotees have already received to inculcate the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita through academic institutions. We have to make our own institute. We can't work for other institute and try to introduce it. It will be difficult. Because the world is filled with varieties of understanding of Bhagavad Gita. There are so many different opinions about the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. But Srila Prabhupada came out very distinctly about the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, how to be inculcated in our practical life. That art is called Krishna consciousness. So, we have to work according to Lord Krishna's desire, Krishna's consciousness. So this is fundamentally given to make every distinction at every phase of material education or the academics. This is an applied theology, applied spiritual science. So unless and until one is exposed simultaneously to the both education system, one cannot competitively make a headway through this material world. So when the Bhaktivedanta Gurukul in Vrindavan decided to introduce the ICSE system and take up this monumental task, we can see the result. So all the parents and children and the staff, they have become an instrument to carry out this particular purposeful service to Srila Prabhupada's desire. So we can see the result. Prabhupada always counts on phalena parichiyate. Always try to see how the result is coming. It's a good combination. The spiritual and material education. We are not overemphasizing material education, but at the same time we are not undermining spiritual education. This is the only weapon that you have to make a discrimination when you have to face the reality out in the world. So please take it seriously. The world is not a joke, but at the same time, it gives us opportunity to further educate us till we are liberated in service of Lord Shri Krishna. So, I thank everyone who have become an instrument in this service to Srila Prabhupada, and I wish all good fortune to the young generation who are the only hope to take on the torchlight of ISKCON's purpose. Thank you very much.